Chapter 14. For the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the foreigner shall join himself with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. The people shall take them, and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord, for servants and for handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. It shall happen in the day that the Lord shall give you rest from your sorrow, and from your trouble, and from the hard service in which you were made to serve, that you shall take up this parable against the king of Babylon, and say, How has the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, who struck the peoples in wrath with a continual stroke, who ruled the nations in anger, with a persecution that none restrained. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet, they break forth into singing. Yes, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since you are laid low, no lumberjack is come up against us. Sheol from beneath is moved for you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall answer and tell you, Are you also become weak as we? Are you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the noise of your viols. The worm is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, day star, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, who laid low the nations! You said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mountain of congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. Those who see you shall gaze at you. They shall consider you, saying, Is this the man who made the earth to tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness, and overthrew the cities of it, who didn't let loose his prisoners to their home? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast forth away from your tomb like an abominable branch, clothed with the slain, who are thrust through with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, as a dead body trodden underfoot. You shall not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land, you have killed your people. The seed of evildoers shall not be named forever. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they not rise up and possess the earth, and fill the surface of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon name and remnant, and son and son's son, says the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is sworn, saying, Surely, as I have thought, so shall it happen, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him under foot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulder. This is the purpose that is purposed on the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out on all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall annul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Don't rejoice, O Philistia, all of you, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth an adder, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. The firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety, and I will kill your root with famine, and your remnant shall be killed. Howl, gate, cry, city, you are melted away, Philistia, all of you. For there comes a smoke out of the north, and there is no straggler in his ranks. What then shall one answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord has founded Zion, and in her shall the afflicted of his people take refuge.